Exactly like that.
Okay, so we've started.
We've started. But there's something missing.
What?
Hit that button.
Oh, this button.
Greetings, cocktail fans. Welcome to the Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure. I'm Dave, one of your hosts. Unfortunately, I'm not here for this episode, but the show must go on, so I leave you in the capable hands of our other two gentlemen hosts. And here they are now, Fred and Jason.
That's better. That's what we needed.
That's what
we're missing.
That's not the only thing we're missing.
Oh, what else are we missing?
We're missing Dave.
I miss Dave.
Do you really?
Well, a little bit.
Do you think he'll listen to this while he's away?
I hope not.
Do we have to keep it clean?
Yeah, he doesn't like the swearing. No cursing. That's the rule.
And that goes for everybody here today.
Oh, yes. We're on the road once again.
Once Dave goes...
Well, it goes crazy.
Exactly. We bring
There's
in
no more rules.
Studio audiences.
Sure.
There should be a band.
There's almost 200 people here. Almost 200.
Could you start clapping one at a time, though? We'll do maybe the first three of you.
Yeah. to show that there's...
There you go. Everybody else, you quiet. All you other people.
Yeah. Just, I know you can hardly wait. Wait till later.
That's right.
Your time will come. They're a little out of control. So here we are. Now, it's just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
For now.
For now.
We might have a special... He's not really that special of a guest. A guest?
He's kind of special.
Well, he's unusual. But Eric, from episode... Whatever that was. Last time Dave was away. Dave's not here, man. I think it was that episode.
It was. And it was probably episode 7 or 8.
All right, so...
Any of you diehard fans out there... Gentlemen,
yeah,
leisure heads.
You could just pop off those episodes, talk about the drinks that we did.
You know, yeah. We got a comment last time.
What?
We actually got a comment from somebody that we didn't beg for a comment.
Oh, yeah, because we're still waiting for Kate and Holly.
Yeah, and Justin.
Justin.
Sheila came through.
Yes. Well, you know.
Bless her.
You can count on Sheila.
But unsolicited, Lane from Manitoba contacted us. And you can have your name read over the fake radio, too.
Sure.
All you have to do is leave a comment. And Lane had a good suggestion. He said maybe we could do an episode about really simple cocktails for new people.
Right. If you're starting to do cocktails, what kind of stuff you need to get off the ground?
Exactly.
Sort of your basic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sounded really hard.
It did. So we opted to do
to something else. But we're going to do that because, you know, that sounds like a good idea.
It does sound like a good idea.
It sounds like a lot of good ideas.
Sounds like what we should have done from the very beginning.
Oh, and I think we should have started episode 1 with that.
Well. Lisa, in university, I went right into psychology 201.
Oh, nice.
Because psychology 101 wasn't a prerequisite.
Oh.
But it should have been, because 201 doesn't make any sense without 101.
So maybe this show doesn't make it. We should start a second podcast.
Yes.
That's about cocktail basics. Before people get into the advanced version
We'll do that at drunkpodcast.ca.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget, drunkpodcast.ca will just take you to gentlemenofelegantleisure.com.
You'll think that you've made a mistake.
Yeah, or you found something awesome. But no, you'll end up here.
There's not even a little Mr. Yuck face that comes up. It immediately takes you to one of our yuck faces. Okay. Anyway, we got it.
Yeah. So, if Dave was here, he'd probably try and get us on track right about now.
Well?
Let's not bother. Let's just talk about other stuff for now.
Exactly. I hope he listens to the whole damn thing. Shakes his head.
Let's talk about...
How have you been?
Okay.
Good.
You know, it's sunny. I got a bit of a burn on the weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't be outside.
That's what I was thinking afterwards. Yeah, that wasn't a good idea.
Did you have a car and a car show?
Yeah.
Is there an interior to that car?
The part where you can sit.
I'd sit in there, out of the sun.
I should have done that.
Yeah.
I wish you'd been there.
Windows up and idling.
Oh, just like Route 66.
Just like Route 66.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we could have cooked a turkey.
Every once in a while, you could just rev it.
Mm-hmm. People love that.
Sure.
It's a car show. It's the only place you can do that, and people get all excited. Everywhere else, they give you the stink eye.
Yes, well...
Do it at a car show, and everybody goes, yay!
They pass out from the carbon monoxide.
Well, a little bit of that.
Then all you hear is sirens. Anyway.
Oh, okay. So what you're saying is we should talk about why we're here and what we're doing.
No, I was going to tie it into what Lane said.
Oh, what did Lane say?
Lane said we could do simple cocktails for newbies.
Right.
Unfortunately, he suggested it after we decided we weren't going to do the maple syrup tiki drinks for Canada Day.
Right.
But it's not Canada Day.
No.
So it's time for maple syrup tiki drink.
Yes, sir!
And each of these have 15 ingredients in them. So, Lane, I hope you're listening. I hope you're enjoying the show. And they may be 15 ingredients, but they're all very small.
Yeah, they're small amounts of everything.
Exactly.
Actually, one of them, this the high karate.
Are you challenging me?
Yep, to a duel. A high karate match.
Ha!
Hey-ya! Sorry, that was my Miss Piggy impression.
This can all be edited out afterwards.
Usually, that's why every episode is only about 50 minutes long instead of the 2 hours we actually record.
It should be, but I'm not very good at editing.
Oh. So the high karate, which is, I think that we'll do that one first.
Okay.
Or do you want to do the other one first?
No, let's do that one first.
Okay.
Because it's the simplest of the two.
It is. You could almost make this at home with just ingredients you have in your cupboard. So there's lime juice, pineapple juice, orange juice, maple syrup, Angostura bitters, and 2 ounces of Gold Virgin Islands rum.
And I noticed that they specify grade A maple syrup.
Yeah, where do you get the grade B stuff?
I don't know. Is it super cheap?
It's grade C. If I could find grade C maple syrup, I'd probably buy it.
Is there like a dangerous industrial strength maple syrup that is just for scaling heavy equipment?
Yeah, just for cleaning purposes only. Don't use this internally. It's for taking the tar off of your car.
Where is your maple syrup?
It's over here. It's in an unmarked jug, actually.
Well, how do I know what grade this is?
Well, you taste it. And you go,
taste that.
Just like you would any other fine potable.
That was Fred's Winnie the Pooh impersonation. It's not bad.
It's all right. I need to work on it a little
Winnie the Pooh eating honey. Mm. Go.
It's beautiful. Oh, that's Homer Simpson.
No voices. You can't do the voices.
I know, I can't do the voices. Well. Everything comes out like Homer Simpson now.
Right. Oh, God.
Unless you ask me to do Homer Simpson, in which case it sounds like a poo.
A piece of...
That poo.
A poo.
So who's going to make the drink?
Well, you said I was going to make the drink, and yet you're right over there. Why don't you make that one, and I'll make the other one?
All right, well, if I got to make one of them, I'll do the easy one. So,
and I'll make pithy remarks.
Oh! Don't be pithy.
Where are you going?
The limes are all the way over there.
Oh, you see, now normally what we do is we prep on this show a little bit.
How much prep? Well, this is, all I have to do is cut a lime in half, which, there, see, I'm done.
I don't know. This isn't working out at all well.
I don't, this may be the last episode.
How much lime juice do we need for this first one?
Well, we're going to make, how many of these things are, that's not right, is it? No, I put it the wrong way around.
Oh, you see, this isn't videotaped.
It's an ounce. So I probably have to, these are a little small limes, so I'm probably going to need about 6 of them.
That's an egg.
Oops. It's a good thing there's no video. So I'm going to need 2 ounces. We're going to make enough for 2, and then somehow we're going to manage to split that 6 ways.
Right, to Sunday.
To Sunday. Yeah, so that's, so I need, where are you going? I'm going over here. Well, if you're driving, you're getting real dizzy now.
I thought I could give some background on the drink.
Sure, well, give some background. Grab the book.
Oh, thanks.
You talk while I slice and dice.
This is, we had a question earlier from one of the 200 people in the studio audience who said, why is there maple syrup in a tiki drink?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm puzzled as well, actually.
I don't think we have an answer for that, other than in desperation, people would use any syrup imaginable, because they had sugar syrup, and they're saying, well, let's not use that. If we use maple syrup, we can change the name of the drink.
Yeah. Now,
Seven years bad luck.
Now, I did, on the last one...
I'm 9 into that, by the way.
Well, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
We did, because we did the Toronto cocktail.
We did.
And I added maple syrup to it.
Yes.
And I got into a trademark infringement battle with the Toronto Maple Leafs. I came up with a name for it.
Mm-hmm.
But what I found out was...
Should have called it a Ron Ford.
Oh, that would have been good.
Yeah. What's the secret ingredient?
Yeah. So I, crack. But it was...
Ba-dum-bum.
Anybody? Anybody? No? Nothing.
Too soon.
I guess.
Stick with your Lincoln material.
I found that the with that cocktail, it had some sort of nonsense in it.
The Toronto?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But 2 weeks ago, I can't remember.
It was, we have a book here. It was the very same book.
It was rye.
Here, you look that up. And I'll tell you what it did, because it actually mellowed it out a bit. Actually, I kind of liked it. Not that I didn't.
You loved it on the day.
It made it better.
Okay.
Now, you can't hear me, because I'm behind the microphone. I'm in the...
I'll describe. In he's into an ice bucket. He's using his 007 ice cocktail shaker.
And fingers.
And his fingers, as is tradition. And he's making...
When Dave's not here.
More noise. Yeah. Dave gets all up in our face over using fingers.
No fingers in my drink, he says.
This is a digital world.
Exactly.
Dave. Yeah. Use your digits.
What else goes in this thing?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you find the Toronto cocktail, what we did
five
in the last episode.
The Toronto cocktail has rye, Fernet Branca.
Oh, the Fernet Branca. That horrible, horrible nonsense.
And simple syrup. So instead of simple syrup, you use maple syrup?
That's right. And it took the edge off the Fernet Branca. That's why I did that.
Oh.
And it was a wonderful thing. So that was the lime juice. I'm not just going to crack open a fresh pineapple.
Right. You can use your gigantic pineapple juicer.
Yeah.
You, sir, have a juicer.
There we go. The pineapples juice a lot easier than limes.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah.
She had pineapples juice much better than limes.
Better than limes.
Better than limes. That's a D, or it might be a D flat. Turn your chair, we'll know. Oh, no, we're right off.
No? Sorry.
High Karate is from...
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that.
This is a Beach Bum Berry recipe adapted from a Beach Bum Berry's Intoxica. It doesn't say there. Sorry.
There it is. So, yeah, Beach Bum Berry likes to adapt from Beach Bum Berry.
I think it's probably safer that way. There's no Grand Marnier in this. The whole blurb here is about the Mihana, which we're not doing.
Get out of here.
No. I'm not. I'm staying until I get a drink.
All right. Ooh.
All right, so you need an ounce of fresh lime juice, an ounce of unsweetened pineapple juice, an ounce of orange juice, which you have also just freshly squeezed.
Yeah.
Holy cow. A teaspoon of maple syrup. A soup song.
I like it just the way it is. A soup song. A song about soup.
Have you got one?
This is a...
Sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than soup.
Ooh, that's me over here.
It's a good thing that this is...
About 200 people would make a lot more noise than that.
Well, they do when they're running out of the building.
Oh, that's what it was.
Going down the stairs. Where's the exit?
I thought I heard a door slam. So you put in the double amount?
I did the double amount.
A dash of Angostura bitters.
Where'd they go? Oh, there we go. Okay. Just one dash. So two dashes. One, two.
Mm-hmm. And 2 ounces of Gold Virgin Islands rum.
Do we really need that?
Well, only if you want to get dizzy.
Oh, I do like to get dizzy. So this is the Cruzan single barrel. So this is fancy.
Oh, wow. Is it a regular 40%? It is.
Oh.
It'll still
Sorry,
work.
Sorry, everybody.
And the Virgin Island rums are lovely. And I tell everybody, if you want to get drunk on rum, just drink Virgin Island.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And if you can't get it, any rum will do. But the Virgin Islands rum
is... that's the way to get... It's a classy way to get drunk.
There's something nice about it. And when we do the gin tasting, we'll follow it right up with a rum tasting.
All right.
And then a stomach pump.
Also good.
Yeah. But, anytime I've had the Cruzan, generally, it's the Virgin Islands rum. It's always so yummy.
So when this is done, I'm going to shake it.
Yeah, well...
What do I do? What?
Pour unstrained into a tall glass.
Really?
Yes, or these little fellas here.
This one doesn't have the club soda.
This one has no club soda.
Good.
No.
It just dilutes it.
Exactly. No, this is all...
It's like putting water.
This goodness.
I don't even want ice.
And then you're just going to pour it. How many ice cubes do you have in there?
8.
Oh, that's perfect. Everybody gets one.
Yeah. Now there's only 7. They're melting.
I can hear them going down.
Sure.
Do you think that's cool enough?
I can hardly hold it.
Then that is yes. The word I was looking for.
No.
Yes. And pour unstrained. But you know what? You could always throw it, you know.
No, you're right.
Unstrained it is.
Unstrained Fine. Melody by Fred Partridge. Ooh, nice. Fantastic.
Oh, somebody's not getting in the ice. There we go. There's 200 people, so I gotta split this.
200 people, you
200
gotta,
ways.
You gotta ration this.
They should have made it, we should have made it three.
Fortunately, Fred used to cook in the military, so he's very good at rations.
I gotta scale things up.
And you can scale heavy equipment.
Oh, sure, with the great sea maple syrup. That's what it's for, after all. Well, why don't you have, I don't know, there you go. You should have some production assistance here.
I should. It's not in the budget.
There you go.
Yeah, and you would normally garnish this with a lime wedge and an orange slice speared to a cocktail cherry.
Oh!
Which we actually have access to.
Yeah, we can give everybody a cocktail cherry.
There's a stunned look of the audience.
Wow, they're saying...
Who does not receive any garnish.
All right, well, let's do that.
Remedy that immediately. This was the undoing of Don the Beachcomber back in 1935.
He eventually cut off a finger.
Kind of shoddy.
Oh, this is exactly the kind of bad workmanship that caused them to go out of business.
Mm-hmm. I get it. Which they did not do, by the way.
No. They're a going concern.
We should be getting...
We're going out of business.
Fairly in business. A lime wedge and an orange slice speared to a cocktail cherry. Oh, you haven't even had a spear. Good God. All right. If the lineup could form over on Fred's left, he will drop garnish into your glasses one by one.
Oh, I will. See if I don't. You'll be lucky if you get a thin wisp of lime, but it's actually more like a tequila shot. How are you gonna?
It's the contract requires orange. It doesn't say that it has to make any sense.
There you go. I think I'm gonna have to cut these things in half because otherwise it's just crazy. I think, you fold them?
The picture doesn't help because in the picture it actually looks like four tomatoes.
It doesn't look like anything. No. I don't know what that is.
I think he slid them right into the drink in this one.
Oh, so. See? Well, they say one thing and then they show you something completely different.
Exactly. It confused the whole issue. But
I'm going to get this thing off of here.
Oh, the drinking has begun. God.
Well, usually I'm the first one to drink. I'm feeling kind of...
I'm going to smell your drink. I will repeat that. I'm going to smell your drink.
What? Don't do that.
Lime juice. And you know what? I would say that there was coconut in it, but
there's hardly any coconut at all.
I know. So you know what I think? I think I have a problem.
Oh, yeah, I know you have a problem, but what's your point?
I think when I smell pineapple, it's so often paired with coconut that I think it's coconut. I'm what you call an idiot.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That might explain a lot.
Yeah. I haven't bothered to learn another smell.
I haven't.
This smells like peanut butter. Why?
Because it's the only smell I know.
It's the only word I know that has a smell. But so I think it's the pineapple.
Okay.
And not the coconut.
That's weird.
I know.
I thought you were strange, but I didn't know you were weird.
I cannot smell the maple syrup. No. And it'll be interesting to see if the maple syrup actually comes through as a flavor. Did you make six of these?
Somehow.
Yeah, only 500.
Oh, no, I made, and I made five of them.
Okay. Mm. All right. Oh,
okay. I like that. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. Of course you like it. So this wasn't the challenge. It was to find out what Fred doesn't like. We'll be here for a long, long time if we're going to find the drink that Fred doesn't like.
Yeah, no kidding. That was a bad idea for a show.
I get citrus.
Yeah.
I get the coconut. So that must be the pineapple. And the rum, of course, is knocked right to the back.
Oh, yeah, though. You barely know. But maple, I'm not...
Who? You got maple nut?
Maple nut. I got a little maple nut. You know, maybe it's the maple that's turning it into coconut.
Maybe. Oh. Yeah. Is there any of our vast audience, is there anybody wants to shout out anything?
Any flavors?
Love the tart citrus. Don't taste the maple at all, though.
Tart citrus. Mm-hmm. This is it. This is why my acid reflux will be a nightmare.
Oh, sure. Well, you've got everything in here is acidy. There's nothing that's not acid.
Normally the rum will cut the acid a little bit because of its high molasses content.
Next time we'll go with more rum.
That is very nice.
Yeah.
I like the coconut that I'm sure is in there. Does anybody else get coconut, or am I completely wrong with the coconut?
I can see
up the nose.
I can see where you're coming from. You do sort of get that feeling of, but it's the association.
That's the association.
I think it's a little bit of that, but I think the maple's messing with you.
I see what the problem is. This is actually copper tone that you've put in.
Oh,
maple
sorry.
But oh, this is coconut.
They both from the same cover.
You keep all your basting materials in the same.
It's a pina colada copper tone sunscreen, which is also good.
Now, this should be a tall drink.
It would have been.
Mm-hmm.
I split it 5 ways.
500
ways. 500 ways.
But I would enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
If there was something that I wanted more of in it, I think I would maybe want a boozier profile.
Yeah, for a tiki drink, I mean, it is normally 2 ounces, which is pretty hefty.
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to do the job.
It'll get you drunk.
But, no, I mean, I don't want to change it. I'm just saying that I would...
Because
so often...
It's boozy, but you don't really get the taste of the rum.
Yeah.
I think the Virgin Islands is, to a certain extent, wasted on this.
This could be. But maybe that's the secret. Maybe you don't want that rum flavor. Because, I mean, how many times have you told somebody, yeah, I made a drink with rum in it, and they make a big face because they got super sick one time on rum.
Yeah.
And they don't want that in it.
Sure, well, then this is the drink for you.
This is the drink for you.
Because you're not going to taste the rum. You'll just get drunk. Mm-hmm. You'll still get sick, but you won't know what did it.
You'll have to ask the next day. Say, was there rum in that? And they go, yeah. I say, oh, that's what did it, you. But, yeah, high karate. I wish that there was a little bit more of a story behind it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Is it in this one as well?
I think not.
Do you have it in the other one?
I think I don't have the other one.
Oh, jeez.
I thought I had them all, but I don't. So this is, what book are you looking in, by the way?
Only three.
What book?
I know. This is Beach Bumberry's Grog Log, which was his first book.
Right.
And then it was followed up by Intoxica, I believe. Is it? Intoxica?
Yeah, Intoxica.
Yeah. Yeah. And that might have the high karate in it.
Why don't I think I...
I thought you had it.
I might, but it's... But maybe Intoxica is in the... Is it... It's tough stuff from Intoxica is in that book.
It is, but because it doesn't have the little blurb at the bottom, like the fact when it would say, based on the blah, blah, blah from the mud hut in Sacramento, it doesn't have that. Mm. But... Because it seems like a sort of a 70s kind of a drink.
Yeah.
Oop.
What do you got there?
That's the food one.
Yeah, that's got sticky chicky in it, isn't it?
It might have sticky chicky in it. I don't know.
I haven't opened it.
Let me borrow one for a moment.
There you go.
Happy Table has some drinks in the back of it, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, wow. Looks like your summer's taken care of. Tonga Punch, Sneaky Tiki, Polynesian Punch Bowl, the Rangoon Gimlet, the Molokai Mule. Look, you've got a note in it.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was any drinks in the back of that.
Okay.
How did that post-it get there?
I didn't remember there was any drinks in the back.
Oh, so that must be a good one then.
Quite often I'm drinking when I'm doing this stuff.
That's all right. Doesn't matter.
Is it all right?
I wish that we had a background on it. But anyway, it's Beach Bum Berries, and he does such fantastic drinks. The last time we did Tiki, we did some of his. We did the Mr. Curtis from the Latitude 29 in Nolens.
Yeah.
And that was so good.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I still, every time I say that, though, I think of that.
Let's make that again.
That drink with the port and the gin in it that
that
made
weird.
Me feel bad.
Yeah.
But because I mix it with cold medication. Don't do it, kids.
No, don't do it. But yeah, Beach Bum Berry, he's around. I mean, like David Wunderich and all those others, they're involved with making, well, actually not this, but the OFTD, the original.
Don't swear.
What?
I think, is the Tales of the Cocktail this week? I thought you were going to book us a table at Tales of the Cocktail. Oh,
crap.
All right, next year.
Yeah.
This whole thing.
Yep.
We're taking it on the road.
Where's that? Where is it this year?
It's always in New Orleans.
Is it?
Or Nolens.
Well, why aren't we?
I don't know, because we're not smart.
Okay, we have to talk to management.
You're dumb, and I'm not as smart as you.
Thank you?
You're welcome. Yeah, I don't know.
What are we going to do now?
I wonder if we could do that. It seems unlikely.
I can't go. No way I'm going to Tales of the Cocktail in New Orleans.
Why is that?
All right,
keep in mind you're under oath.
I'm in.
Wow. So let that be a lesson to all of you salesmen out there. Fred Partridge comes in.
He roll over like...
Ask him twice. And he will buy anything. Hmm. Yeah, that would be perfect.
It would be perfect.
I don't think we can do it.
No, there's not a chance.
But we should try.
I don't think so.
Listen, okay. Who are you, me? Because I'm me 100% of the time, and it's awful. Well, I don't need you being me as well.
All right, well then I'm in.
All right. But how are we going to do it? It
doesn't matter. We just do it.
Can we get Dave working on it?
No,
we're not going to.
I don't think Dave's going to go. Maybe he will.
He'd love to go.
It's for business.
Exactly. It's got Write-Off written all over it. That's his middle names.
Dave Write-Off Coin.
So this, I think, is a success. I would have...
a little bit for later.
Oh, that's a good idea. And I guess I have to step up to the plate here.
Oh, yeah,
for the Captain Grog.
Yeah.
Now, why are you drunk? Didn't you work today?
Yeah. Shh. That's sanity, buddy.
All right, I'm just going to rinse this off.
So that is the worst drunk character I've ever heard. Holy cow.
I don't know, Johnny Depp made a fortune on that drunk character.
This is the second worst drunk character I've ever heard. I was watching those Pirates of the Caribbean movies recently.
Yeah.
They don't make any sense if you look at them.
They're like Fast and the Furious. Mm-hmm. It's a chase scene with ships instead of cars.
I know, and I don't think there's meant for multiple viewing. But I'm just letting you know, I'm on to you, Pirates of the Caribbean filmmakers.
It only took you six movies.
No, only five.
Is it only five? Seems like six.
And I only waited through 3.5 before I figured out, these don't make any sense. But,
all right.
That's for our other podcast.
Movies that suck. That one?
Yeah, we're shopping around for a catchier name.
Not very good movies?
No, it's a Rotten Tomato-y kind of a spoiler kind of a thing.
Rotten Cauliflower? Because that's really bad. It's worse than a Rotten Tomato.
How about We Wreck Movies That You Like?
Yeah.
Huh?
Okay. .com?
.com? Yeah, I love a long name. By the way, if you like typing long names, go to www.gentlemanofelegantleisure.com.
Yeah.
And you'll find this recipe printed right there. And you can print it on your printer.
I'm not doing it.
If you have paper and ink.
Who's doing that?
No, the home audience.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because I've got it in the book already.
Well, you have the book. Well, oh, that's even better because we like to support these people. Go out and buy Beach Bum Berry Remixed, a gallery of tiki drinks.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a bunch of drinks in it. It says that it's been revised and updated, and it has 107 new drinks, as well as all of the drinks in it.
Oh, yeah, no. It's really, it's the end of your job.
It's, yeah, oh, yeah, no. And if you have an allergy to citrus, you'll die.
Oh, yeah, no, it'll be a horrible, horrible death. But, well, it won't. It'll be wonderful. Because you'll be drinking tiki drinks.
I guess. Unless there's like a perforation in your, you got an ulcer or something. It'll be a painful, it's going to be a horrible death.
We accept no responsibility for any injury that may occur by doing what we do.
This is a special message for Lane.
Yeah.
Rum and Coke.
There you go.
1.5 ounces of rum, 5 ounces of Coke, 4 ounces of Coke, 6 ounces of Coke.
Yeah.
That's called a rum and Coke. Oh. Put in a little bit of lime.
Yeah.
And what is it called, Freddie?
Cuba Libra.
Oui. Si. A
little bit of brown sugar.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, a little bit of red October.
I put a little bit of red October. Brown sugar.
Oh.
I put a little bit of brown sugar in it. Because it's not sweet enough.
That's the traditional way that Hemingway drank.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which, the other way that Hemingway drank traditionally was anything that was within arm's reach.
Exactly.
So, if you look into it, there was almost nothing that he didn't drink. Although he kind of toned down the fruit juices because of his, diabetes.
Unfortunately, he cleaned every gun that was within reach as well.
Ew. Too soon.
I'm working on my Lincoln stuff.
All right. What do we do now?
I don't know. There was I was leading up to something and it went away.
Sorry.
The Cuba Libre. Oh, I was just going to insult you with your sweetness.
Oh, thank you.
I was
going to
say you put sugar on your Frosted Flakes. Oh. But the moment is lost, and so... It doesn't make any sense.
That was nice. But anyway, thanks to Dean?
Paul?
Gibson?
Yay! No, thanks to who? Lane.
Lane.
Lane for the suggestion. Lane gets a bonus drink thrown in there. Cuba Libre.
I love
Fred Partridge.
Yes.
Circumvented through Hemingway. Brown sugar, lime, rum, and Coke.
Yeah.
And Lane, if you can do it, get a Cruzan Virgin Islands rum.
Yeah. Look around. It's worth the work.
It is worth the work.
All right. And that's it for our episode. Thanks, everybody.
No. That was only one drink.
Really? Why am I so drunk?
I don't know. I think you might have an allergy to alcohol, and you're not welcome on the show anymore because I'm concerned for your well-being.
Don't be concerned about my well-being.
It's, you know what it is? It's because of the live audience.
Oh, sure.
Given us a boost of energy that we don't normally have.
That's right. It's the adrenaline.
We're normally only this hyped at the end of the show.
Sure.
Or after we've stopped recording.
Yeah.
This is you and me on the street after the show.
That's right.
So, anyway.
All right, do you want to take the driver's seat?
I will. I don't know what this is. I do know what this is. I might even have made this.
But then you don't. I'm going to, I don't know what note that was. So you've got everything here.
High C.
I'm going to get the, I don't have any high C, but we do have club soda.
Oh. Now, is this?
No.
That's what I thought. This is one of those ones that it says to add soda water and then shake it.
Yeah, I never believe any of those.
You want me to do it over your carpet?
Yeah, if you could.
Or the baby grand.
The baby grand actually needs washing, so let's do that.
So we've got almond extract. Where's the vanilla extract?
It's the big bottle of...
Oh,
I
thought that was the maple syrup.
That's from Mexico.
That's from Mexico.
It's imported in my luggage from Mexico.
Oh, excellent. Now, what percentage of alcohol is this? We should just be drinking it. it's Mexico, so they don't have to put it on.
No, it's whatever, 30, 40, 60%.
We're getting cask strength vanilla extract.
Oh, I know. That's good.
I haven't been able to say cask strength since one night in about 2003.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah. So, but you at home, by all means, try to say cask strength. So we're going to do the Captain's Grog. Now, this is from the Captain's Inn in Long Beach, California.
I'm going to sit over there.
You do it. Circa 1962, which was the year my brother was born. My brother sent me an email yesterday wishing me happy birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
My birthday was a month ago.
Oh, well, at least you remembered you had one.
He got the 10 right.
Sure.
I'll give him that. But this is Long Beach, California is where this is from, and that's why this recipe is so long. apparently it was advertised as the Southland's most elegant waterfront restaurant. He says here that they don't know if that's true, but it was certainly the largest. It had 5 dining rooms, which had exotic dishes from faraway places. In the Corinthian room, entertainment in the Commodore's lounge, and quality spirits upstairs in the Hukilau Polynesian room.
Well, that's us.
Yeah. We're upstairs?
We're quality.
Oh, we're quality.
Yeah.
Not quantity.
I know you forgot. For a second there.
This will be shaken with ice cubes. It'll be strained into a double old-fashioned glass filled with crushed ice. Did you get crushed ice yet? You were going to make a whole bunch of noise.
I was going to make a whole bunch of noise.
Okay.
Should I do that now? That'll be funny.
Sure, do it now. Or you could do a Navy Grog ice cone. Now, Beach Bum Berry sells the Navy Grog ice cone maker. Are you?
One day. Okay, this is going to be good. We may have to cut this part out.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Okay.
I will. But you get it through Cocktail Kingdom, those wonderful folks in New York City with their lavish showroom.
Oh, yeah, no. Let's get it.
Upstairs.
It was like you're in some French boutique.
It was. It was like you were in Donald Trump's bathroom.
Yeah.
It was fancy.
Yeah.
Ah, we're just teasing the Cocktail Kingdom people. They have great products, but their showroom upstairs is not, it's not big at all. But they do sell the Navy Grog ice cone. And this has instructions for how to make it. It's basically a mold and a stirring and a freezing, and you'll end up with little cones that you would put upside down in the drink, and then you would put a straw through the cone, your ice volcano, if you will, and drink it through that. But we didn't do that because...
sorry about that.
But even better, we have crushed ice.
Turn on you so quickly.
Oh, yeah, no, 200 people turn on you. It's like having three
is
people.
Is there a back way out of this place?
I don't know. I've only been here a couple of times. What do you call your studio here?
Studio? This is Studio West.
Hmm.
Sorry.
Oh. And how do you spell that?
O.
Uh-huh.
U.
Right.
E. Uh-huh. S. T.
Nice.
Yeah. So try looking us up on the internet. Good luck.
Try just drunkpodcast.ca. And garnish with a mint sprig and a green cocktail cherry.
I don't have green. I don't understand the green cocktail cherry. I barely understand the red one.
Yes, this is true. I don't know. I bet it looks nice, although in the picture here it's a very dark drink. What does it look like in that book? Is the Captain's Grog in that book?
I don't think so. Is this alphabetical?
There's nothing better than people looking at books the radio. I've been working on my ventriloquist act. You won't believe how good it is. Isn't that right, Peppy? Oh, yeah, you got it. See? I'm going to drink this whole glass of water while you sing.
How is he doing that?
I know. Ventriloquist on the radio. Edgar Bergen did it for years.
Yeah, and people bought into that big time. Well, there's a Captain's Grog. Maybe this has got a little bit more info for you.
Look
at that.
Both.
It's got a fancy colored picture and everything.
Oh, it does. Oh, I wish you could see this picture at home, everybody.
it's
a brown drink. It's like a Mai Tai brown. And that ice cone is very, very big in it.
Yeah.
It says here. Oh, well, this is interesting. He says here, revisiting these again for the first time in 10 years, we found the original versions too sweet.
Oh.
Adding more rum to the gold cup. Oh, hang on. And a quarter ounce to each of the two Puerto Rican rums, and the Captain's Grog did the trick for us.
All right.
I don't know. Now what do we do? Do we do that Captain's Grog?
Is it more than the other one? This is the same one, isn't it?
It's... because he's adding more more Puerto Rican
three
rum.
Quarters, and this is half.
And that is half. This is three quarters.
Ha-ha! I know which one I want.
All right. Fred has voted with his bad, bad liver.
I had it checked, and he said it was okay.
And who was that?
I don't know.
That guy again?
That guy.
The guy at the gas station? Yep. Did you get to check your liver?
I do.
Bargain prostate exams down at the 7-Eleven that you're so fond of?
You know, I know we have free health care, but, you know, I'd like to take the pressure off the system.
All right. So we're not going to... Well, look, shake everything except the soda.
Oh, finally, they figured it out.
This is a much better recipe.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We need limes.
Oh. How many do you need? A bunch of that.
Well, we're going to end up with... It calls for a half... I'll read you this, and then you can do the math in your head. A half ounce of fresh lime juice, a half ounce of grapefruit juice, a half ounce of maple syrup, grade A only... A half ounce of falernum. Oh, you got that here?
I got the Fee Brothers.
You got a half ounce of orange curacao, 3/4 ounce of dark Jamaican rum, 3/4 ounce of light Puerto Rican rum, 3/4 ounce of gold Puerto Rican rum.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, we don't use the Puerto Rican rum.
No, we use the Cuban rum. Because
Why?
We live in Canada.
Yeah.
And we can get it. So we use it. 3 drops of vanilla extract, 3 drops of almond extract, and then 1 ounce of soda water. Now, what the hell the soda water is even in there for? I have no idea. But we're putting it in.
It's for my liver.
Where's the soda water? Oh, look at it. It's in these cute little cans.
I know.
Oh,
great
for you. All right.
Is that enough? Where are we at?
That's more than enough.
Oh, I love more than enough.
Now you've come to the right place. We're now in hour two. The Gentleman of Elegant Leisure.
What else do you need? Since I'm here, I'm doing stuff anyway.
That's it.
There's no lemon in this?
Lemon?
I've got all these lemons.
Well, if life gives you lemons...
So you make a drink with limes, apparently.
Exactly. I'll throw those at the neighbor's house. Which we'll be doing afterwards.
All right. Well, there's your... All right. So you got a spare lime. You don't want any orange?
I don't need any orange. I don't even know what to do with the extra lime juice, because we're really only going to use an ounce in that. We got another half ounce.
I could drink it.
All right. Fred is going to drink lime juice live on the air. This is why he doesn't work in a bar, because it's gross.
Ooh, that's tart.
Yeah, well, should be.
Oh, good. Well, then, we're right on track.
Shake everything with ice cubes. So let me grab some ice cubes.
Over yonder.
You might have to talk, because I'll be behind the microphone.
Oh, I'll talk. So, So you've made this before? Oh. Just use your hands.
I'm saving up for later. But I throw it up into the neighbor's house.
All right.
So I know. I might have made it before.
Watch it. Don't unplug the... Oh.
Oh, gosh. I know. This is fraught. Fraught with danger.
That's, it's amazing we've managed to make so many without actually destroying things.
Half an ounce of lime juice. And look at this. Fresh squeezed grapefruit juice. If you get a chance, squeeze your grapefruit juice.
All right. It's the best way.
Plus... You'll never have to buy grapefruit juice again and let it go bad in your fridge.
The fog cutter looks pretty good. We should make that one.
Well, we'll see how you behave yourself.
Okay.
This is the maple syrup here.
Yep.
And then again, you chose these because of the maple syrup. They seem like an odd thing for the tiki drink, but they're perfect for Canadians.
Yeah. It's sort of the Canada Day redux.
Oh, you know what we should have done? Instead of the rum, we should have used rye in these drinks.
Oh, that would have... been
Lane, scared. Do not do that.
Don't. You're too. It's the advanced version.
Falernum.
We're trained professionals.
You have to shake your falernum.
Actually, we're not.
No, we're not trained. We're not in any trained way, shape, or
professional. Sorry.
Yeah,
we're those guys that push them go down hills in shopping carts. We're those guys.
Yeah, we're the jackass of cocktail podcasts.
Jackass Cocktails. We should get that website.
Oh, my God. Go buy that right now. JackassCocktails.com. Belongs to us. Don't even try it. And look at this fancy Pierre Ferrand.
Oh, yeah. I was able to get that through my American connection.
And you've never even cracked this.
No.
What does that sound like?
Sounds pretty good.
It does. Yeah. I thought there might be a scream.
You opened my bottle! Yeah, I'd like to do I've seen this on the...
Travel Channel?
Food Internet.
Network? Oh, the Internet.
They've done a comparison of the different orange liqueurs, but I'd like to do that. I have never really tasted them back to back to see what the differences are.
You do that.
Okay. The only one I'm missing is the Curacao de Curacao, because that one's proving to be problematic to track down.
Well, I thought it was in Linden, Washington.
Well, they're allowed to buy it. Oh. I don't think they actually have it.
But you haven't contacted them.
I'd have to drive to Linden, Washington. I guess I could phone them.
Phone them?
I don't know if they trust me. They say, can you bring in, six of these?
Right.
And they'd say, well, how many are you going to buy? I'm going to buy one.
Got a problem. That's if I don't like it, I'm going to bring it back?
Yeah, that's how I think it's going to go.
This has a lot of rum in it.
Yeah, mainly rum.
Like, if you count how many rums.
Yeah.
How many is there? Just four?
No, I think it's just...
Three? Oh, it seems like four.
Well, that's because there's so much of them all. And there's also the Curacao.
I might have put some in twice.
Oh. Because it's one and a half, two and a quarter. It's about 3 ounces of booze in this.
Holy cow.
I don't even think that's legal up here, is it?
Oh, it might not be.
No, I think maybe it's 3 the limit, or is it 2.5?
Well, I think down at the Shameful Tiki, I think you can get a 3-ounce drink.
Yeah.
I think you sign a waiver.
But I think that's it. I think in Canada, or at least in British Columbia, a 3-ounce drink is the maximum you can get. You can't get a drink with 4 ounces of alcohol in it. Has that even been opened yet?
I don't think so.
You know, pull the little safety tab off of there. You're not wearing the right glasses, but...
Yeah, you might have to do that.
Yeah.
Well, I do the other one.
All right.
Did you bring an eyedropper?
No, you're going to have to eyeball
it. This vanilla smells so much like vanilla.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. What were you thinking?
Nothing. Stalling for time while you opened up the
oven. Oh, I see. Oh, good call.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What does this need? Holy cow, this thing's got... It's 2 seals.
Well, the problem with... Really?
Yeah. There we go.
Called the Vancouver Aquarium.
Ah! Oh, yes, sir.
Now, I wonder why they would use almond extract and not...
Yeah. Well, I guess this doesn't have the sweetness.
Yikes. That doesn't really drop either.
It's just
either.
The flavor. No, it doesn't really drop. It sort of squirts.
Holy cow, look how deep that is.
Wow.
Like, if there was a little toddler around here, I'd have you put a fence up around that.
No, exactly.
That's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
You sure that's it?
No. That's it. And then we're going to put in the soda water afterwards.
Oh, good.
Strain into a double old-fashioned glass with the ice cone, or in this case, our crushed ice.
All right, so you're going to shake and I'm going to...
I'll shake and you crush ice.
You crush ice. Only a big spoon.
Yeah, but we never could have done this at Dave's place. At Dave's studio, frowned upon.
Parking ice?
No, it's just there's so much sticky and big everywhere.
Yeah, the laptop is sticky, the microphone is sticky, I'm sticky.
Yeah.
The audience is getting sticky.
Oh, that does get cold. Ah!
See?
So shake it until your hands go numb, but just before you drop it on the floor, stop.
Yeah, no, it's a trick. You know, not everybody can pull it off. Again, use oven mitts. This is what I recommend.
Oven mitts. And I'm going to use the Hawthorne strainer. I'm not going to use your little built-in strainer because I think that one's going to be frustrating in the long run. Oh, this is going to be fantastic. This smells like...
Don't say Christmas.
I wasn't going to say Christmas.
Easter?
It smells... You're making me drool just thinking about it. Oh, my God, Easter. The most drool-worthy of holidays.
Is that enough crushed ice? I guess it'll have to be.
Oh, that's more than enough. Yeah.
Yeah, pour it at that end. Is he going to make it?
I don't know.
It's getting dodgy. I think the fifth person might be left a little short.
No, we get to go back around again.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we'll do this then.
And you can really smell the almond. Holy cow.
Well, yeah, you leave a little heavy on the almonds. But I think that sometimes it's a good thing, because some of these flavors get buried.
Well, it's just a never-ending pour. My gosh. Imagine if you had it. if you ordered this in the restaurant, you would have to sign a waiver. All right, now just give that each a little splash of soda there. Ready? And I will do a thing.
A sprig of mint.
Yeah, but it doesn't say that here.
It doesn't. Well, you have one anyway.
It says it in the other one. Yes. No. I think we need the sprint. The sprint mig.
You gonna spank your mint?
Make sure you get a sprint mig.
Oh, sorry. Ooh. Sorry, that's gonna stink.
I got hit. I was hit by a mint sprig.
Sorry.
Are you slapping them?
I'm slapping them.
All right. I think they would look better if they were right side up in the...
I know. You're right.
Sheepers.
I'm just... Reapers. I told you, I'm not a trained professional.
You know...
See, you got an eye for things.
Oh, yeah, no, I... Well, not anymore, since the mint spray.
Yeah,
that's... incident.
That can't be good. I mean, a mint oil in your eye. Take somebody over there's ear. You gonna do that?
I'll take this one.
Oh, what a guy. You're a gentleman. Yeah. Of Elegant Leisure.
Yeah, that's right. Check us out at www.gentlemanofelegantleisure.com. Leave a comment, because we love to hear from you, and we'll say your name on the air.
Yeah.
Lane!
What? Lane?
He sent one. He's been mentioned all the way through this. This is like the Lane episode. All right.
A lot of...
So this goes back to 1962. That's the best thing about doing these old tiki drinks, too, is it's a little bit like taking a time travel trip back to the days of your parents.
Yeah, so you get almond.
You get the almond, but now the almond is cut. Cut by the mint.
Sure. Yeah, that's what you said.
Yep. Jeepers.
Hey,
I like that soda.
Yeah. Want a little more soda?
No, I don't want any more soda. I'd like
a little more. No, here it's all balanced.
Yeah. No, yeah. I like it because you know what the soda does is it gives that little buzz on the tongue, yeah. Just that little bit of freshness.
Oh.
You wouldn't think that you would get that.
Now, you got some buzz on the tongue, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Troublemaker. You're going to get this kicked off radio.
It's just never mind. Mm. Ooh, I like the Captain's Grog. You know what? I would drink that all night, every night.
Yeah.
It's chewy?
It's got a lot of flavors, if you sort of...
And it's pretty balanced, too.
Oh.
I think it's more balanced than the High Karate.
Yeah.
The High Karate is all citrus. It goes like bang.
This, you get the almond.
Mm-hmm.
You get the vanilla. The grapefruit doesn't come in and say, grapefruit. It's all in the background, too.
Where's the maple syrup?
I'm thinking it's that sweetness.
Oh.
But I don't know if I'm getting any maple. I'm not getting any coconut.
That's good. So you're better.
The falernum, the orange, curacao. So that's why they don't have to have orange juice, because we've got the dry orange liqueur in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the three different rums... combining to make a rum flavor that you can't get otherwise.
Yeah.
light Puerto Rican, dark Puerto Rican. If you can get it, get the Puerto Rican. The pulled Puerto Rican is what we're going to be having later on.
The best rum.
It's hard to find.
Oh, sure. No, it is.
Yeah.
It's, bacon-infused rum, essentially.
Yeah. It's a clear rum, but by the time the bacon's sat in it for a while. And they have the raw bacon one, which is iffy. Get the smoked bacon one if you can get it.
No, unless you've had your shots.
Yeah. If you're going to do shots, use the Puerto Rican. So anyway, the dark Jamaican Myers we used, and then we used the two Havana clubs, the Añejo, I can never, the three-year-old one, and the Havana Club, a regular old good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I just went back to the High Karate, and it's nice.
Oh, yeah. I'll go back to it, too.
Well, it's,
Oh, yeah, no, it's all garnish and no backhand.
Yeah, sorry, High Karate. Fine aftershave, but...
Wow, I sure get coconut off at High Karate.
Well,
I'm worried about my tongue.
Yeah, no.
A lot of
nodding in the audience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
they're all concerned.
They've all seen it for years. Hmm. But this captain's grog. So don't be put off by the 18 ingredients.
Yeah. You're going to be drinking it for a long time.
It's a little bit of work to set up. Mm-hmm. This is a real drink to have when you're on your own.
By yourself?
By yourself.
Alone?
Alone, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably best alone.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. Maybe one other person.
Really?
Not to have one, just to watch you have it.
That would be good.
I don't know. I mean, could you... Here's what we've never done. Heroin. So if anybody out there can hook us up. What if you made like a punch out of this?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an expensive punch. Sort of like mine.
Well, what if you had somebody... What if you said to somebody who was having a party, I have a great punch recipe for you.
Perfect.
Yeah, no, of course it would be an expensive one.
But it's... No, it would... It's got that sort of punch element to it.
Mm-hmm. I just think it would be nice to have a bunch of it. And I think if you had to shake up... Like, if you were making five of these drinks... Say you had five people in your kitchen.
Yeah.
And everybody wanted one.
I can't imagine that.
The first one would be long done theirs by the time the fifth person first got theirs.
Yeah, no, you need a couple of people making them. You can make two at a time, obviously.
Yes, you're right. So if you had another... Yeah, you could have... Oh, God.
It's the math.
Do we have a favorite of the two drinks?
The grog. I like them for different reasons.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Different reasons.
We have a guest from the audience that's going to come up onto the vast stage here. No?
Different reasons.
What are the different reasons? Because you're right, they're both good, right?
Yes, and the grog is so balanced, as you said. Again, the rum is hidden. Can't believe all that rum doesn't stand out as rum. Mm. Like, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And the almond is just a little afterthought after you put that mint in. Like you said, it just kind of cuts it. It's mellow, and it's...
Mellow is the real word there. You're right.
You want to instantly relax in the sunshine. Yep. It's beautiful. And the...
High Karate?
The High Karate's for breakfast. Mm. You have to wake up in the morning.
There you go. That's it. It's a good eye-opener.
Yeah.
Yes.
Better than a champagne cocktail. It's a similar concept.
Right. Yeah. That's fantastic. The High Karate is for breakfast.
Niche. The breakfast cocktail, which is what they used to be.
And so it's got the no-smell, no-tell alcohol covering citrus on it.
That's right.
So you show up at work and say, yeah, you're in a good mood today. You go into your office, and they're all like, holy cow, what's the deal with...
He's been taking a lot of vitamin C.
Yes, that's I'm glad that was a very good point from the audience, because we sometimes get stuck up. Fred is. Fred's really stuck. No, Dave, sorry. Fred's lovely. Dave's stuck
I'm right
up.
Here.
Yeah.
That wasn't even a real whisper.
We do a lot of theater. Kevin's is a whisper. We get to the end of the episode, and then we have to choose a favorite.
Yeah.
And then it's always wrong in sure, that sure. They're all fantastic drinks. That's they've true. Been published and they've been carried on for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, most of us tonight were sort of preferring the grog. One audience member took the generous way of saying it. They're both good, and here's the reasons why. And that's really what we should be doing. We shouldn't be picking favorites.
I don't know.
We should be saying why these drinks are good. So we've got a breakfast sucked. Drink.
Yeah.
You think the high karate sucked?
Well, now that I had something better.
Well, I'm going to have another sip while you whistle.
All right.
All of that played on a squeaky chair. It's amazing.
Yep. I'll have a little bit more high karate. It's actually pretty good.
It is. They're both
really
good.
It's fast, other than the time it takes to squeeze all your juices. You know what I mean?
I do clean your rabbit, huh? If you know what I'm talking about. Girl at work had to clean her rabbit last night.
That's not good.
She's selling it.
Oh.
She's selling it. It's a Volkswagen, right?
Oh, okay.
Not even. Not a domestic.
Yeah.
She wasn't, her Flemish giant wasn't in the bathtub soaking up the suds.
Although, you know, if I was selling my Flemish giant.
Yes.
I'd want to wash it before I sold it.
Oh, I thought you were leading up to a thought you were leading up to a tip big. No, of course you'd want to have a lovely
fluffy. Yeah, if your rabbit's not fluffy, what it? I mean, is it a rabbit?
I think a lot of people when they buy a Flemish giant mm-hmm. are really just going for size anyway.
Really?
Because they want to show off their gigantic bunny.
That's not right.
Stunned silence.
I'm shaking my head. Why would people do that? They should do it for the love of bunnies, for God's sake.
For the love of bunnies is why they should do it.
What do you want to do now?
Is it an Angora? Is that a bunny? If you have an Angora sweater, does that mean I have an Angora bunny?
Yeah.
Oh, you're proud of yourself?
I don't know. Maybe they're just shorn. That's what I believe.
I wonder if you could shorn...
Shear?
Mm-hmm. Shear a bunny. Shear a rabbit.
Oh, they do.
I went to school with a girl named Shira Hallam.
Oh, yeah.
Never took a razor to her.
Well, thank God. And that's why you're here today.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh. I gotta hide my razors.
And your bunnies.
I'm still drinking this. Good thing these aren't full-size drinks. That's all I'm saying.
No, I know. But can you imagine?
Oh.
Ugh. Everybody should do these.
Yeah, no, the captain's grog. I don't know. All the drinks we've done up to now, forget them.
Yeah, this is it.
This is it.
This is our last episode.
Last episode. Doesn't get any better than this.
And now, the surprise, of course, was that Eric Partridge was going to be here.
Yeah. Nowhere to be seen. Yeah. You see him?
Nope.
I told him there's a beer in the fridge.
Exactly. Yeah, spooked him. He probably had two in his own fridge. And why would I drive all the way to your place?
That's a good point. By the time he's had his primed the pump, so to speak.
You know who invented that?
No.
Donald Trump.
Oh, he's a genius. he's like wordsmith. He's, mm-hmm. He's like Henry Long...
Word.
Fellow. I don't know. I really didn't take much poetry in high school.
Yeah, listen. I think we're running out of steam.
Oh, we're running out of steam. So
that's too bad.
Yeah,
it was a really good show up to that point.
Yeah,
we got mired in that.
Yeah, we jumped the shark.
Oh well, this was a fantastic episode, and Dave was going to be sad that he missed it.
Have you seen pictures of Dave? He looks sad.
I saw a picture of Dave, but he had a full face helmet on.
Oh, that's true. Who knows how he looked?
I don't
even want to ask about that.
Sleep apnea machine attached to a helmet.
I kind of, I'm worried that he's maybe, you know, joined the militia.
Oh. Speaking of delicious.
Yeah. Speaking of delicious.
Both these drinks are and were and will be when you make them for yourself.
And you should do them together. So make the one,
mm-hmm.
make the high karate.
Yeah, make it first.
And then have that, and then make the captain's grog.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you'll be happy with both.
You'll be
a little tipsy, so don't drive afterwards.
No. Or, and if you do, wear a full-face sleep apnea mask with a helmet.
Matter of fact, even if you're going to go to bed afterwards, have somebody help you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to fall down.
Treat yourself like you're a concussion victim.
I think that's really good advice.
Somebody should wake you up every hour.
Yeah. So that's good advice.
Yeah.
It's sort of like the medical thing we do here as well. You know, we give a lot of health advice.
On our other podcast?
Well, on this one. But and on the other one.
Gentlemen of...
ElegantFirstAid.com.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can also find it at drunkgurney.ca.
Yeah.
We'll take you right to it.
Well, this has been great. And, you know, Eric's going to regret nothing. He regrets nothing.
He has no regrets.
He has no regrets. He's carefree. He's, you know.
But maybe he'll be by for next time. But we've done a pretty good job here.
Yep.
And if you go someplace... Oh, and let's give thanks to our spectacular studio audience.
It's just the three of you. Just that we don't overwhelm the microphone. It's a sensitive instrument, after all.
And leave comments like Lane did.
Yeah.
We had a whole show written about him.
Yep.
And I was setting it up for the Tip Big thing. Where was I going with it?
Well, I think...
if you can't make this drink...
Yeah.
Go find a bartender.
Oh, yeah.
And show it to him.
Yeah, take it on your phone.
He'll be thrilled.
Sure he will.
And he will make this drink up for you, and it's going to take him a little bit of time.
But he'll be so excited, and so will you.
Exactly. And he'll see that you are a gentleman of elegant leisure.
That's right.
Or a gentle lady of elegant leisure.
Sure, you could be a lady.
You've shown up. You've spent your last dollar on a $20 drink.
But
it's not your last dollar, because you have to hold up your end of the deal.
That's right.
You receive the service, and what do you do in return?
You tip big. Turn this off.
I don't know. I thought the high karate turned you off already.